USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans blocked an effort to begin debate on a bipartisan infrastructure deal still under negotiation, but lawmakers said they expected to close in on a final agreement by early next week. Republicans saying they could not advance a plan that's still being negotiated. Elsewhere in the Senate, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democratic majority is pushing for legislation to reform the American immigration system after a Texas federal judge declares the DACA program unlawful.
When I heard that court decision on DACA, that vicious, brutal court decision on DACA, I was furious. I was frustrated. Another slap in the face to my 26,000 DACA recipients in New York and the 600,000 nationwide.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Senator Marco Rubio has a message about vaccines. The Florida Republican telling CBS this morning he's vaccinated against COVID-19, and so is his family, but
at the end of the day, it's up to people to make that decision. You know, the government can't, in a free society such as ours, there's only so much we can do. We can provide information, we can debunk things that aren't true, and we can provide access. It is ultimately up to people individually.
A first is taking place at the International Space Station.
The International Space Station is getting zestier thanks to a new NASA initiative to add a little more flavor to the astronauts' diet. NASA announced last week that astronauts aboard the International Space Station are growing red and green chili peppers for the very first time. A device called a science carrier, which has clay for roots to grow in, and a specially formulated controlled release fertilizer, is how the seeds will grow. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
At least 6 Texas Democratic lawmakers that have fled the state to block an election reform bill have tested positive for coronavirus. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson calls for those lawmakers to return to Texas.
When their 10 days of quarantine are over and they get released from their hotel rooms in Washington, D.C., they need to go immediately back to the state of Texas, and they need to fulfill their duties to the constituents there. They were voted in and elected to represent the constituents of Texas, and they have completely gaffed off that duty, and it's time for them to do their jobs.
Those Texas Democratic lawmakers met with Senate Majority Leader and New York Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, and Vice President Kamala Harris. Spokespersons for each say they aren't quarantining. An NBA team wins their first championship title in 50 years.
For the first time since 1971, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. The Bucks clinching the title with a 105-98 win over the Phoenix Suns in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Giannis Antetokounmpo leading all scorers with 50 points and 14 rebounds, becoming just the 7th player in the history of the finals to have a 50-point game. His efforts in the series also earning him the Bill Russell Finals Most Valuable Player Award.
Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau with that story. More news online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.